We welcome you here. This is Rusty Taylor. This is also Coach Chris Herring, Coach Jerry Weems, and Heath Stroud. Here we you're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports and Classic Country 90.9 to bring you the Tri-County Tournament Championship. The Volunteers will be hosting here. They are hosting the tournament, and they will be playing the Randolph County Tigers here in girls action. The boys will follow by playing the Cleburne County Tigers. Good to be here, men. Good to get a little basketball and back here for the first time at home.
Well, this is the night we've been waiting on. It's championship night here in the Tri-County Tournament, and we're about to see our Volunteers as they blew past Woodland last night and made it to this championship game today.
Coach, looking at this girls, Volunteers playing a lot younger team, but they seem to be advancing. What would you say the A&E metal roofing keys to the game would be for these Volunteers?
Well, I think we need to get out to a good start. And, you know, the young team you mentioned, Randolph County, if we can get out to a good start, maybe affect their confidence, their momentum as we get deeper into this game. So I think a good start, taking good shots, maybe some offensive rebounds, and trying to cut down on our turnovers. You know, we've turned it over at an alarming rate in some of our games, and maybe cut down on some of that here in this game.
Well, Coach, we're moving in now. We'll move into the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineup. Starting from Randolph County was number 3, Hannah Palmer. Number 10, Elizabeth Hannah. Number 12, Gracie Huckaba. Number 24, Lizzie Milam, and also number 30, Lydia Palmer. For the Volunteers, we've got number 12, Ramiah Bensley. Number 1, Zakira Heflin. Number 2, Stevie Giddens. Number 3, Brandy Searcy. And number 20, Blair Wheeler. That is your East Central Alabama Gas starting lineup. You catch all that?
I got them, Coach, ready to go. I got them all checked, the starters. And
getting a little early start is always good on these games. It was a schedule for a 4 o'clock start. Of course, the game was scheduled. The schedule was scheduled to start at 1. They got a little early start, and we're getting this girls' match started about 10 minutes early.
And the thing about a tournament, you don't ever, especially when you got 4 games consecutive, you never know what's going to happen to kind of throw the schedule off line there. But so far today, we're right on schedule.
Gracie Huckabee will be tipping off with Zakira Heflin. And at the tip is controlled by the Randolph County Tigers. Then number 24, that's Milam. Milam passes over the top of the key. Elizabeth Hannah. Hannah dribbles over, setting up the offense there. They're looking to get it to number 24, big player Lizzie Milam. Back to number 10, Hannah. Volunteer defense showing a little man-to-man, but they are switching on the picks right now.
Yeah, we've got a 3-man weave going out front for Randolph County, and we're just switching off on that without any problem.
Over to Palmer, and right now the ball's thrown away, and that'll be a turnover for the Lady Tigers without a shot.
Looked like Randolph County may be more content with running some clock there on that possession. We'll see how they approach it as we go deeper.
That Cook Foods of Ashton tip-off a while ago went to the Randolph County Tigers, but not without a shot. Now the Lady Balls will have it first possession. Billingsley throws it down to Heflin. Back out to Searcy. Searcy's 3 don't go. Rebound Heflin. Heflin's putback don't go. And the rebound goes to number 12. That's Gracie Huckabee for the Randolph County Tigers.
We ran a good offensive set there. Went inside, came back out against the zone, and had a couple of shots at it.
Palmer looks to drive the basket. Defended by Blair Wheeler, and that shot's no good. Rebound goes to 3. That's Searcy. Searcy's on the run, on the move. Dribbles over to the right corner. Loses the ball back to Billingsley. Billingsley cross court to Giddens. Giddens pump fake back to Billingsley, top of the key. Over to Searcy. Searcy looks down low. They get it to Wheeler. Wheeler's shot up, bounces around the rim, does not go. And now Palmer with a rebound, and the Tigers go the other way.
Another good set. Went high-low right there. Got a great shot underneath, but Wheeler couldn't finish it.
Looked like Billingsley touched it, and it might have been tipped by Elizabeth Hannah, but the referees don't agree, and the Tigers will inbounds it over in the corner. That's Milam. Milam gets it inbounded. Drive to the basket. No call there. And the shot doesn't go. Up the court. Layup no good there by Brandy Sears. She volunteers getting some good shots. And there the ball saved. Good look down low. Billingsley, good pump fake. And Billingsley lays it in. That was a good move. Good pump fake there by Billingsley. First points of the afternoon by either team.
And all that took place before both teams got back down the floor.
Over to Milam. Milam looks a drive. Shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. We've got a foul. I think this is going to be on the floor. It is on the floor. And it's on number one, Zykeria Heflin. Heflin deal sometimes struggle with foul trouble, and the matchup with a taller in length of Randolph County, we probably need to keep her in the game. They get it inbounded to Milam. Milam shot up no good. Fight for the rebound is gathered by Brandy Searcy. Searcy slows the things down. Dribbles over to the right wing. Gets it down to Wheeler at the free throw line. That zone collapsed on Wheeler and gets the turnover.
Yeah, we're still trying to go high-low, but a lot of times you need to back out to the perimeter rather than trying to go low.
Hannah Palmer drives to the basket. She's defended by Wheeler. Shot doesn't go. Tipped out, and Heflin's got it. And Heflin's on the move, but she's going three against one, and Wisely pulls it out. Back out to Searcy. Searcy passes over to Billingsley. Billingsley over to Giddens. Giddens, three-pointers up and good, and then Lady Vols lead 5-0.
And then the Volunteers immediately go a little full-court pressure here.
There's going to be a foul by number three. Just a reach across the body there by Searcy. Clearly there right in front of the scorer's table.
Yeah, bumped her with a hip, and rather than setting up and getting breaking down, getting in a good defensive position.
Milam looking to inbound the ball. She does. She gets it out to number 10. That's Elizabeth Hannah. Hannah almost a steal there by Billingsley. She passes it up there to Milam. Ball passed down low. Shot up off the side of the backboard. She gets her own rebound. That's number 30, Lydia Palmer. And I think we're going to get the foul. And coach, hers, Heflin, I meant she needed to stay in the game, and she's already got two.
Yeah, unfortunately, that she fell from behind there. You know, in the last game we did, she got three early. So, and right now it looks like Wheeler about to check in for Heflin.
Well, she and Wheeler had just checked out, but here.
And Zykeria adds a lot to the balls as far as offensive rebounding.
The drugstore substitution. We get number five, also Ella Higgins, in the game. Second free throw's good, and it's 5-1.
Tigers on the board now. Tigers, by the way, playing a 3-2 defense. And it's got us Volunteer team slowed down offensively.
Billingsley finds Giddens over in the corner to get it down to Higgins. Higgins gets it taken from her. That's a steal by number 12.
Well, Higgins raised the ball over her head to try to pass, and it was just stripped from her.
Looked like a travel over there on Hannah, but they do not call it. Couple of rebounds there and a putback finally by the Tigers. Right now, the Lady Vols struggling there on the defensive end to get rebounds.
Yeah, they had two offensive rebounds, did the Tigers, on that one trip.
And again, we get it down to Higgins, and she's going to be fouled this time. That's on number three, Hannah Palmer.
First team foul of this quarter on Randolph County.
Giddens looks to inbounds it, and
I think that went off Searcy's hand, but they're giving it back to us.
Well, it was tipped around so much, it was kind of like a ping pong ball there for a minute. Right now, it's pretty weird the way the seating chart is. We're over here on the visitor side by ourselves.
Yeah.
Just realized that. I knew it was kind of quiet. There's a runner up and no good by Searcy. Fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ella Higgins, and that'll be a turnover.
Yeah, I guess Coach Giddens, he didn't swap the signs around today. Or maybe they were set up for the boys game.
There's a shot up, no good. On the Randolph County side, but again, they get that offensive rebound. They will be tied up by Stevie Giddens. And believe it or not, we got a jump ball in a girls' game.
Very unusual to have a jump ball. But I bet that won't be the last one.
Seriously, with the basketball. Ricky New needs a. He has to reach a long way. Billingsley will fire up a three and drain it. 8-3, wide open shot. Now, that with that zone, Coach, though, if we can shoot the basketball out there, it's going to be open.
Well, yeah, we've got the zone shots all night if we want to take them.
There's the ball poked away, a loose ball, and the Randolph County comes out with it. And we're going to get a timeout, Poacher South timeout by the Randolph County bench. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. As they take this 30 seconds, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network, Vols leading 8-3.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
We welcome you back. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Heath Stroud, and Coach Chris here. And you're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Randolph County being inbounded the ball. Lady Balls lead 8-3 here with 2:28 to go in the opening period of this Tri-County Championship game here. There's a good drive to the basket, no good by Palmer, and the rebound goes to Billingsley.
Yeah, they ran a little give and go where the pass went to the post, and the cutter came through, gave it back. She had a nice layup.
Giddens with an open three. It doesn't go. Rebound to Palmer, and Palmer's on the run. Palmer's a good ball handler with good size there, Coach, to do something with it for the Tigers.
Yeah, right now Randolph County hanging in this game. They just need a basket here to stay close.
And there's a travel, which will be a turnover for the Randolph County Lady Tigers.
And now on the other side, we need to hit a basket or two to try to extend this lead.
5-point lead, 8-3, Lady Balls lead here. Live from Central High School of Clay County, and there's loose ball, and there's another jump ball, and the possession area is in favor of the Randolph County Tigers.
The ball came into Wheeler there on the post, and she's got to protect that ball a little bit better.
We got a drugstore substitution, Brylin Glenn coming in for the Balls. Over to number 10, that's Hannah. Hannah for the Tigers. Back to Palmer. Palmer looks down low to Milam. Milam shot. That's a good shot right there. Runner hook, Coach. That's hard to defend.
Yeah, a little jump hook. Milam, she's only a junior. We mentioned this is a young Tiger team here today.
Playing a young volunteer team. There's a shot up and good, in and out there. I said up and good, up and no good. It almost went in. There's a fight for the loose ball, and the Tigers are going to come out with it. It's pushed around, it's going to be out of bounds.
Yeah, Creighton had that ball, or I should say Hannah had that ball on the floor, rolled it to a teammate, and it went out of bounds before that teammate could corral it. Lizzie Milam getting a break here for a few minutes for the Randolph
County. Billingsley gets it into Glenn. Glenn back to Billingsley. 1:15 to go, opening quarter. Lady Balls lead 8-5. Glenn will fire up the three. It's in and out. Rebound goes to number 10, Elizabeth Hannah of the Tigers. Hannah up to Palmer. Palmer driving right side. Shot up, and it's in. 8-7. Palmer getting things going there for the Randolph County Lady Tigers.
Well, we mentioned on one of our keys to this game that we need to get off to a good start and not let them hang in the game, because the longer they stay in it, the more confidence they'll get.
Open shot by Glenn. It's short, no good. Fight for the rebound. That's Higgins. Higgins' shot's deflected. Glenn gets the rebound and throws it away over at the Randolph County bench. 33 seconds to go here in the opening period here. The Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Lady Vols clinging to a one-point lead, 8-7.
And right now, we seem to be kind of uncertain on the offensive end of exactly what we want to do with the basketball.
Randolph County attempts to give and go. We kind of break that up, but then they get it down to Palmer. Palmer shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound is going to go off of the hands there of Brandy Sears with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter.
It looks like we're playing a zone defense right here.
Trying to throw a little change up here to the Tigers. Right now, they're just trying to out-physical us down low. Then they've got us outsized down there, and there's another jump ball. Possession arrow this time in favor of the Lady Vols.
Yeah, they're doing a good job with outsizing us in there with Huckabee and Palmer. Two tall, lanky ladies there.
Up to Billingsley. 7 seconds over to Giddens. Open shot for Billingsley from the left wing. It does it go. Rebound goes to the Tigers. And that will end the Buddy Sports Country first quarter with the Volunteers clinging to a one-point lead, 8-7 over the Randolph County Tigers. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. We'll take a quick break.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health is hiring in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Current openings include licensed therapists, substance use counselors, LPNs for outpatient offices, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. Details are available by texting AltaJobs to 97211. Alta Point Health, caring is their calling.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We'll come back right back and pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville.
We welcome you back here in Randolph County with a basketball. Volunteers clinging to a one-point lead. Coach, you got some stats there, Coach?
Well, we mentioned how they were hanging in on the rebound, and they out-rebounded us 9-6 that quarter.
There's a drive to the basket. Layup no good and a foul from behind. That should give us our first First State Bank free throws of the game. Go ahead, Coach.
But we did force 14 turnovers in that particular quarter, and only four for us. Is that a 4 or 14? Okay, four turnovers for each club.
That'd have been a really impressive 14 turnovers.
Yeah,
in the
that
first.
Would have been just about every possession. But meanwhile,
right now, Steve again shooting free throws, and she makes that first State Bank free throw.
Shooting percentages were not very good that quarter on either end. 25% from the floor and 29% on threes for the Volunteers that quarter.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Billingsley. Billingsley shot up, no good. Rebound by the Tigers, but it's stolen away. Good pass there. And right now, Coach, we're missing this point-blank lay-in.
We are. One interesting stat is the Tigers did not attempt a three-point shot that quarter. Sticking to the inside with their size.
Lady Vols lead right now 9-7, 7:28 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter, and it's deflected out of bounds by the Randolph County Tigers. 7:25, Lady Vols, or Lady Tigers, I should say, it was off of Lady Ball, will be inbounding right there at the ball bench in the Palmer.
Tigers doing a good job running clock each possession.
Palmer.
Shortening the game.
Right now, Zakir Heffin's got to be careful playing with those two fouls.
Yeah.
And rather aggressively she's playing, by the way. There's a turnover. Just look good defense there by Blair Wheeler and caused the turnover.
Tried to get it into Palmer there, and she was in good position but just fumbled it out of bounds. Yeah, Heflin's got to be careful right here. We're kind of buying minutes with her out there with carrying those two fouls.
They're looking to force it down low right now. Being patient are the Lady Vols. Comes into the Elmore Billingsley. Jump shot no good. Right now we're all running under the basket for the shot, Coach, and it's deflecting back over our head.
Yeah.
There's a steal by Heflin. On the pass, Heflin lays it up and in. And the Lady Vols extend their lead to 11-7. And that will cause a full timeout by Coach Brady Phillips and the Randolph County Lady Tigers as they take this Post Yourself timeout. We'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's the holiday season, and Ann's Flowers and Gifts sends warm wishes to everyone across Clay County. Inside, the shop is filled with the colors of Christmas, bright ribbons, festive bows, and handmade arrangements. You'll see silk flowers for churches and gravesides, and shelves lined with gifts and decorations that make this time of year feel special. From their family to yours, happy holidays from Ann's Flowers and Gifts in Ashland.
Atkinson Homes is located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. They offer homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, with options that include 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms and multiple bath layouts. Services include home delivery, trim out, and financing assistance through a variety of programs. Warranties and new appliances are included with all homes. More information is available at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Welcome back here. The Tigers inbound the basketball, and we're going to get a trap set up. We had her trapped in the corner, but they do finally get through that. But almost another steal by Heflin, but the ball is deflected out of bounds.
Well, Coach Phillips called that timeout. He's what the Vols are doing, full court pressure after a made field goal, and he wanted to make sure his team was running the right pattern against that press.
Open three-point shot, first one taken by the Tigers. It's no good. Rebound goes to number 12, Huckabee. Back out to Palmer, left wing. Palmer over to Huckabee in the corner. Huckabee turns it over. Heflin gets it. Up to Searcy. Searcy dribbles up right side. Searcy kicks. Billingsley, open shot here by Giddens. Rims out, no good. Rebound to Palmer, and she'll slow it down. I thought she was going to try to push it, but I think the speed of the Lady Vols were going to be too much.
Yeah, they want to play at a slower tempo.
Over to Hannah. Looking down to number 30 there, that being Palmer. Shot's good, and we're going to get a foul. Foul is on number 12. That'll be, I do believe, Ramiah Billingsley's first.
That's her first.
Sending Lydia Palmer to the line.
They're doing a good job getting it down to that post. And when they go to the right side, that's where Palmer is. She's very good at
and there's two Palmers, 3 and 30, both of them good players.
30 very good at stepping towards the baseline on that post move.
And that lead back down to 1, 11-10, 5:30 to go here in the opening half. Lady Balls with a basketball. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports and Classic Country 90.9. Open shot from Stevie Giddens, no good. She gets her own rebound, kicks it out to Billingsley. Billingsley will dribble it down and hit the jump shot from just outside the free throw line, and that one goes, and the lead back up to 3.
And now we're back into that pressure. Let's see if they handle it. They handled it pretty good that time.
Over in the corner, pass down low. Shot up, no good. Heflin with a rebound. She's knocked down. Oh, they're going to call a travel. Hang on then. They're giving us the ball.
Well, I think we're the one at travel, aren't we? I'm confused. Coach, I thought we had the ball in
we
travel.
We did have the ball, Coach. I thought we were fouled.
I think that's what the ref, Coach Phillips over there is talking about.
Well, it's And there's going to be a technical.
Well, he's right. I'm telling you. They call traveling on us.
I thought it should have been a foul, but if it's no foul, it should have been.
And gave us the ball. And he just got a technical over it, which I thought the technical probably uncalled for.
And now we're going to get a timeout while they sort this out and Coach Brady Phillips gets.
Well, we're going to shoot the technical free throws. And I think maybe the officials may be discussing this. No, they're sticking with it.
He didn't give them the timeout.
I think they were discussing about the call on the other end.
Billings is shooting these First State Bank free throws. She makes the first. Coach, I agree with him. I mean, they called traveling, and we had the basketball. And she made both of the technicals.
Coach Phillips still talking to the official over there about that.
Now he's got a good argument. Look, the Lady Vols lead by five and get the basketball here after the technical.
Yeah, he's got a good argument, but he's fighting a losing battle.
Over to Billingsley. Billingsley thought about the shot. And
there's a makeup
call. There's a makeup call. It didn't take long, did it?
What's that old saying? You're not going to win a battle with City Hall or something like that.
I don't think Billingsley traveled there, but it was close. Close enough, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah. Anytime it's close, you go with a traveler.
When you've just been arguing.
No, I'll be. If I've ever seen a makeup call, that was one. And that's not good on an official's part because you get yourself in hot water doing that.
Over to Billingsley. Billings back over to Searcy. Right now the Volunteers looking to try to force it down low. Good pass over to Giddens, but she can't handle it.
A zone play.
She finally gets it.
That was a zone play with a baseline runner going back and forth. I'll give us credit for one thing.
We're running good
today.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're running. We're actually running a zone offense today and not trying to force stuff.
Which is something we've struggled with on girls before, being able to run our offense.
And here, a near steal.
But we're still going to get the turnover.
Yeah, Randolph County right now, they're having trouble swapping sides of the floor with the ball. Anytime you throw it across the front, you're asking for trouble.
I don't know what this was clearly out on Randolph County. I don't know what we're discussing.
Yeah, I thought they dove and deflected it.
Twice.
Maybe they're still in the makeup mode here.
If they give this ball to him, it will be, because she clearly touched it right there at the table.
I wish we could tell the listeners what they're discussing, but I don't have a clue. Now they've made some sort of decision. They're telling one coach, but they're keeping it a secret from our coach.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're whispering about it. You think it just come to him and he missed that call a while ago? I don't know what in the world just happened.
I don't know what that was about. But
and we're probably not going to know. So here we go. 340 balls lead 15-10. Seriously, pump fake and shoots it. Shot no good. Rebound, Heflin. Heflin looks to force it out.
I bet I know what it was about.
Heflin, good shot. Good takeaway and dribbles up, lays it in. Well, please let me in, Coach.
Coach Phillips had a technical foul, and he's not allowed to be up anymore this half. He has to sit.
Yeah, and he was up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how much discussion does that take? There's a jumper up, no good. And the putback is good as Heflin looks for her glasses. 17-12, Lady Ball lead.
That was Milam making that field goal there for Reed Allen.
Giddens fires up a three. That one's long. Heflin with a rebound. Lost her glasses again. And the putback no good there by Searcy. But Blair Wheeler with a rebound.
Volunteers with a lot of offensive rebounds here.
Going to get called by 3 seconds. Heflin was camped out down there. Coach, we're still making up a little on that.
Yeah. Well, that's worth a try there because very rarely do they call 3 seconds. So it's worth a try to stay in there longer than three. Well, now we're starting to call everything.
That's going to be Ramiah Bensley called for the foul. That's her second, I think.
That's her second this period.
2:33 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Lady Balls lead 17-12 here.
Our two most key players now carrying two fouls each.
There's a steal. Good job by Heflin. And they're going to call a travel. My gracious, this is going to get long here. She stepped into the pass there, and I guess she slid her pivot foot, Coach. Open three-point look for the Tigers. It doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. Stevie Giddens comes out with it. Over there to Brandy Sears. She's Sears Hill walking up the court. 2:14 in the first half. Lady Vols leading by 5, 17-12. Down to Wheeler. Wheeler, good pass, but it's unable to be handled there by Heflin. Good bounce pass down low, but Heflin just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, Wheeler actually should have went to the backboard with a shot rather than passing on that one. I mean, she was only 6 feet from the basket. But unselfish play by Blair.
There's a steal by Searson. We got numbers, 2-on-1. Searson should have passed that ball up a little earlier there.
Yeah, she waited too long, got too far under the goal, and then tried to throw.
All she had to do was bounce past to Heflin, and Heflin had a layup.
And I think that was on number 3.
I believe it was.
Hannah Palmer.
That'd be her second, wouldn't it?
Yes, that was Palmer's second foul.
Over to Wheeler. Wheeler went shooting. This ball's deflecting. There's another steal by Searcy.
Searcy got all over the floor here.
Good sidestep by Searcy. Searcy's bump, no call. And we may get a steal on the other end. The ball still loose. Let's see who they're going to light. Say it's touched by a ball. Randolph County with a basketball. Trailing the Lady Balls. 17-12, 1:30 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. Over to the number 12, that's Huckabee. Huckabee cross court, long three, and it is good. Knocks that lead back down to 2. That was by number 24, Lizzie Milam.
Her first three-point basket, but she has 7 points here in this half.
Over to Billingsley. Billingsley over to Giddens. Giddens gets it down to Heflin. Good move by Heflin. Drive to the basket. Around number 30 by Lydia Palmer, and that's a good drive by Heflin. Yeah, Heflin still playing with those two fouls.
Heflin having a good quarter right now with 6 points in this quarter.
Heflin needs to be careful here with those two fouls, and Billingsley's going to take it away. Billingsley looks to pass it up there. Gets it passed up, and that shot up, no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line shooting those first stink bank free throws. That's on number 12, Gracie Huckabee.
Huckabee's second foul. And it'll send Searcy to the line for a couple of shots here.
And she makes the first of those first 8 bank free throws.
Her first point so far this game.
And she made them both. Right now, looking good from a free throw line, aren't we, Coach?
Balls are 4 for 4 right now from the charity stripe.
Almost a steal right in front of the Randolph County bench. There's a pass. Blair Wheeler steals it away. 30 seconds to go here in the first half.
Tried to get it to Palmer. She needs to reach out and meet
good
that pass.
Good pass down to Heflin.
Basket for Kyria.
I believe this is the largest lead of the night here of 8.
It is.
23-15. Make it having a little flurry here to end the first half. There's another steal by Searcy. Searcy up to Billingsley. We got numbers if we'll go. Good pass to Heffin. Heffin lays it up and in. 25-15, 10-point lead. And that is a great way to end the first half right here with the Volunteers leading by 10. 25-15. We will take a break, come back. We'll look at those totals that Coach Chris Aaron's totaling up for us on the stat sheet. When we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes in Childersburg provides modular home options through Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Their services include setup, trim out, and support with home financing options including FHA, VA, and land home combinations. Homes feature a range of bedroom and bathroom configurations, warranties, and new appliances. Details can be found online at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
Whether you are dialing in at the range, heading into the woods, or dropping a line in the water, Bama Guns and Outfitters has the outdoor enthusiast covered. Bama Guns and Outfitters, with two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. Available by phone in Heflin, 256-253-2635 or Waldo, 256-368-5449. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Bama Guns and Outfitters proudly supports the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Blair Family Farm and Market would like to thank its friends and customers for another wonderful year. Your support of local business makes all the difference, and Blair Family Farm and Market is grateful to be a part of this community we all call home. As this season of hope and joy arrives, Blair Family Farm and Market wants to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for choosing local, for supporting hardworking farm families, and may the coming year be filled with peace, health, and happiness.
The chill is in the air, hunting season is officially here, and Buddy Sports Country is your ultimate base camp. Is your gear ready for your next outdoor adventure? Don't head out with guesswork, head out with the confidence that Buddy Sports Country provides. They carry top-of-the-line Hawk and Leupold scopes, as they are stocked with all the major brands of ammunition and a selection of high-quality rifles. They even bore sight your new or existing rifles. Buddy Sports Country, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, is a proud sponsor of Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve and Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, also Coach Chris Herron on the stats tonight, and Heath Bone on the live stream. Coach Herron's worked hard getting us some stats here, Coach. Go over some first half stats with the Lady Balls leading 25-15 here right over the Randolph County Lady Tigers.
We'll start out with some team stats, and then we'll end up with individuals. But when you look at this game, pretty even. Even though we spurted out to that 10-point lead there near the end of the half. But Randolph County actually out-rebounded the Volunteers by two in that half, 15-13. The Volunteers forced 13 turnovers out of Weedow and committed 11 of their own. When we look at shooting the basketball on two-point shots, The Vols went 5 for 11 from the field for 45%. And we went 2 of 9 on three-pointers for 22%. So we need to stay in the paint there, it looks like, on field goals. When you look at Randolph County on two-point shots, same as us, 5 for 11, 45%. And then on threes, they went 1 for 2. Which, of course, is 50%. And when you look at individual scoring, Zycaria Heflin right now leads with the Volunteers with 10 points. And all 10 of those points came in the second quarter of play. And then Ramiah Billingsley has 9 points. So 19 of the 25 points coming from Heflin and Billingsley. And when you look at Randolph County, they had a couple of scores of that. Two ladies scored 13 of their 15. They had Lydia Palmer, the big post player there. She had 2 field goals and 2 free throws, 6 points. And then Lizzie Malum, the other post player, had 7 points. So right now they're getting the best of us, I think, in the paint with their two post players there. But the game is close in all respects. The only difference right now, the Volunteers had a 3 steals right there in the last minute and a half of the second quarter. Went from a 4-point lead to a 10-point lead, and that's where we are right here at halftime. 25-15, Volunteers lead the Tigers.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll be getting, when we come back, we'll hear from Coach Weems with his Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments and get ready to move into the Highway 9 tire third quarter. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
You may not think about it often, but propane supports everyday life in quiet, dependable ways. It warms living rooms on cool mornings and heats water after long days. And it powers the simple routines that make a house feel like a home. Across our communities, Coosa Valley Propane provides the propane service many families and farms rely on throughout the year. Coosa Valley Propane, a subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Trapiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
The freshest farm-raised meats. Stone ground meal and grits. Farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market. The official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herron. He streams here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Coach, you got some Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments. Coach Bishop and Coach Crenshaw with the balls leading 5-15.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd do if I were coaching, Rusty. You know, they're posting up Palmer and Malum down there on the block, one on each side. And what I would do, we're staying behind them defensively. I believe I would front and use my backside post defender to come over and help in case they were to lob it. And you could do that on both sides, you know, as they swing the ball from one side of the floor to the other. So I would front the post, keep the ball away from those two because they have 13 of the 15 points that the Tigers have scored. And we'll see how we approach it defensively.
Lady Vols will be inbound in the basketball. They have the possession era here to start this Highway 9 tire third quarter.
And we go rolling into another third quarter on those Highway 9 tires.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now back to the action.
Nobody does that better than Coach Williams. And here we go, Lady Vols with a basketball. Billingsley with a basketball. Looks down low to Wheeler. Back out, open look there by Searcy. It doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. We're going to get a foul on the Volunteers. I think this is probably going to go number 20, Blair Wheeler, and it is.
Yeah, picking up her first personal foul of the game.
Tigers with a basketball, trailing the balls by 10, 25-15. Volunteers looking to trap in the backcourt. They get it up there to Hannah Palmer. Palmer goes up, shot off the back of the backboard. That was a turnover.
I never did hear a whistle.
Coach, you got a headset on. I heard it, man.
Okay. If you heard it, I'm good with that.
And you,
now I can hear.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't, Coach. I'm not saying.
I mean,
you
I can hear a whistle.
But I think it was aimed the other direction. Lady Vols with the basketball. Billingsley. Right now we're just passing it around there. Searcy.
Great play.
Searcy down to Heflin. Heflin's shot don't go, but Searcy comes bounding in for the rebound. Searcy right now the only one leaving the floor for the rebounds, which is letting her gain a few.
Yeah, and she's quick off the floor is what's enabling her to do that.
Pass there by the Tigers. Tigers back with the basketball. Back to Elizabeth Hannah. Hannah looks down to Milam. Good runner. That's hard to defend. 25-17. Good player there is Lizzie Milam. Tigers got some good players.
She's got 9 points, by the way. Another post
Searcy
player.
Searcy over to Billingsley. Billingsley open three-pointer. Shot front rim. Rebound. Good putback. Good rebound and putback by Wheeler. And we're back up by 10, 27-17.
Blair picking up her first basket of this game. Right now, they're beating our press pretty good.
And they fire up a three, though. It's going to go off the head of a Tiger. But they get the putback, the number three, Hannah Palmer.
I think we should back out of our press and maybe use it in spots, and it would be more effective.
Billingsley slows down. Open shot there, but she doesn't pull it to Searcy. Searcy over to Billingsley, another open look. Wide open look by Giddens, and Giddens drains the Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer, and the Lady Vols have their biggest lead of the night, 30-19.
And, you know, Rusty, I think this is the best that we have ever looked running our half-court offense today in this game.
Staying in that zone are the Randolph County Tigers. Lady Vols with a basketball, almost a steal there by Searcy. Right now, if the Lady Vols can stay out of foul trouble,
yep.
I think.
We've got them hung up on the side
there's
over here.
Almost a steal. And we're going to get Stevie Giddens for the bump. And that'll send Gracie Huckabee to the line shooting two.
Huckabee scoreless in this game. Did I talk her into making these?
I'm pretty confident, at least one of them. Well, Coach, well, not the first one you didn't.
First one went off the front of the rim.
Lady Vols lead by 11, 30-19.
Anytime you hit the front of the rim, it's going to be hard to get it in there.
Well, she didn't hit anything on the second one, yep. But net.
She adjusted and made a good shot.
30-20. 5:28 to go here in the Highway 9 Tire third quarter. Lady Vols with a basketball and a 10-point lead. Over to Searcy. Searcy over to Giddens. Giddens will fire up another. Toyota Silicaga three-pointer, and she's filling it from the right side.
Well, she's the perfect player to be running the baseline back and forth. She's hit three threes now in this game.
And we're going to get Brandy Searcy for the foul going for the steal. She got a little arm there.
If you'll notice, we're moving the ball from guard to guard while Stevie is running the baseline, and they're looking for a gap to get her the ball in that zone defense, and it's working.
There's a steal by Billingsley. Billingsley read that one all the way, lays it up and in.
Yeah, Billingsley, the Tiger girl turned and passed without looking and didn't see Billingsley. And now she dribbled out of bounds, did Farmer.
Feel like the Volunteer defense is picking up the pace here. And that's really how they scored all those points at the end of the first half.
That's right. We've got this out to a 15-point lead at this point.
Billingsley with the basketball. Looks down to Wheeler just inside the free throw line, and they're going to double down on her. Well, get her tied up. And that's a jump ball position there in favor of the Tigers.
I know Blair is, a ninth grader, but she's got to learn to be stronger with the ball.
I think she's an eighth grader, Coach.
Okay.
There's a steal by Billingsley.
Right now, the defense is on another level from where it's been all night.
4:29 to go in the third. Searcy with the basketball. Billingsley open look. Decides not to take it. Searcy will take it. Good rebound there by Heflin. Heflin's putback doesn't go either. Rebound by Huckabee and the Tigers. Couple of good looks there, though, for the Lady Balls.
Yeah, two good shots.
There's a shot up. No good. Huckabee's putback is up and good. And Coach Bishop is going to call a Poultry South timeout. He takes this timeout. We'll take it with him. It's going to be a 30-second timeout right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on the Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A personal injury firm that takes tremendous pride in helping those at the most desperate times in their lives. Farr and Associates, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network video live stream. Online at tfarlaw.com.
Welcome back, Lady Balls with the basketball. Back over to Billingsley, top of the key. She'll fire it up and drain it. That's another Toyota Silicaga three, and they're starting to fall for the Lady Balls.
Well, we're going on a three-point binge here in this third quarter. Three already. And
they're going to get Giddens for the foul. I looked a little soft there from what my angle, but that'll send Huckabee to the line shooting two. Lady Vols with our largest lead of the night, 16-38-22.
Vols led by 10 at the half and have extended that up to 16 right now.
First free throw doesn't go. We get a drugstore substitution as we see number 10, Brylan Glenn. And also, who else center? Number 5, Ella Higgins for the ball.
Who was our foul on? I was daydreaming.
Number 2, Stevie Giddens. She missed them both. Fight for the rebound. Ella Higgins comes out with it. And she's going to be fouled by number 3, Hannah Palmer. 85 feet away from the basket. That's our first foul of the half, it looks like, Coach.
It is. Tigers 3-for-7 from the free throw line.
Searcy with the ball. Back over to Stevie Giddens. Giddens. Right now there's no movement down low, and I think Giddens was expecting Billingsley to do something, but trying to change positions there in the offense, and it didn't look as smooth, Coach.
No, it looked sort of erratic. The pass sailed out of bounds.
Randolph County with a basketball, trying to cut into this 16-point. And a steal. Great job by Billingsley. Throws it off of a Randolph County Tiger before she goes out of bounds. And yeah, that'll be the Lady Vols ball.
Milam was standing there, and that's who Billingsley used to glance it out of bounds to retain possession.
Billingsley with the ball.
Now we've got personnel back in the right spot.
Back to Billingsley, top of the key, over to Giddens, right wing. Back to Billingsley. Back to Giddens. Giddens will fire it up. Bounces around, no good. Rebound to number 30, Lydia Palmer. Up the floor there by Hannah Palmer. Palmer looks down low to Milam. Milam's hook shot goes.
She's almost automatic down there on that right block.
Milam, a good player here. 38-24, Lady Vol lead. Over to Billingsley. Back across to Stevie Giddens. Back up to Searcy. Searcy looks out to Glenn. Glenn thought about the jumper, decided better of it, kicked it out to Stevie Giddens. Giddens in and out on the three. Thought that one was going, and there's one thrown up for grabs. It's tipped up, ball still loose, fight for it. Ella Higgins comes out with it. Up to Giddens. Giddens dribbles up, kicks it back out there to Searcy, and we'll reset. 1:45 to go here.
Very disciplined on what we're doing offensively.
Back over to Billingsley. Billingsley fires up a three. It's no good. Higgins with a rebound. Over to Giddens. You're right, Coach.
I mean, this, I've mentioned this before. This is the best we've ever done offensively on the half court.
And we're not panicking, Coach, or forcing anything. There's a shot up by Giddens on the jumper. It's no good. That's about to be a travel.
Yeah, she rebounded and fail.
I think Hucky might have come down on a foot, but either way, that's a travel.
And, you know, we're taking a lot of three-pointers, but they're a result of the offense that we're running.
As we get a drugstore substitution there, we'll see Emma Higgins coming in the game for Stevie Giddens. Billingsley, open look from a quarter on the inbounds play. And it's going to stay with the balls. It's tipped out of bounds by the Tigers. So we're going to run that same play. Glenn with an open look from the corner. It don't go. Fight for the rebound. Milam's going to come out with it for the Tigers.
And she just dribbled it out of bounds.
The pressure over there and the speed.
Searcy was running along right beside her and just kind of kept forcing her to the sideline as they advanced up the floor.
The drugstore substitution, Nevaeh Wyckoff will come in.
Wyckoff.
This is the first time we've seen her
today. Wyckoff's first appearance today.
Wyckoff gives it to Billingsley. Wyckoff over on the right wing. She gets it. And tried to force a pass, and it's stolen away. Really don't know where she was looking to go with that ball. Trying to get some substitutions in here in this last 40 seconds. Milam's three-pointer doesn't go. Fight for the rebound. Glenn comes out with it. Up to Billingsley.
Billingsley. We can hold it for one last shot if we want to right here. But we didn't want to.
Wyckoff will come in ready, Coach. Fires it up. No good. 10 seconds to go. Randolph County on the move. Splits two defenders. Does Palmer? Palmer's shot doesn't go, but she's fouled.
Yeah, she'll get to the free throw line for a couple here.
I'm surprised we're putting a lot of starters in here, looks like, with 4 seconds to go. You think this would be a time you would rest them?
You would want them to rest every second, plus the minute during the between quarters.
I'd be more worried about a foul here than anything, and there's a free throw that doesn't go. I think he pulled back on those reins and he'll just put Blair Wheeler in.
Yeah, he didn't like those two offensive possessions. He didn't like that layup just then either.
She missed them both. Rebound by Billingsley. Glenn with the basketball. She'll fire up a shot before the shot clock, but it does not go. And that's where we'll end the Highway 9 entire third quarter. Lady Vols lead 38-24. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll move into the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride. From trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. Plus a full service lumber yard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Coach, we come back to the action. Coach Chris Herron's totaling up some stats down there. Coach Herron, why don't you just give them to us?
Taylor, that during that third quarter, we had our Volunteers with 5 rebounds and 4 turnovers. The Tigers from Randolph County, 7 rebounds, 6 turnovers. For that quarter only, Vols 33% from 2, 27% from 3, and Randolph County 50% from the field, 1 of 6 from the free throw line.
Hey, 50% from the field is good. The Lady Vols are leading here, 38-24. There's a turnover by the Vols to start the fourth. But almost, it may be a turnover back to Heflin. Heflin with a layup and in, and that worked out good for the Lady Vols.
Her first basket since that 10-point second quarter she had.
Right now,
she traveled.
Yeah, she turned right around into the defender. Coach, Randolph County has not been able to play a lot of players, and I'm thinking it's starting to take a toll on the Tigers.
Yeah, you can
tell. Looking a little winded.
Yeah.
Here to start this fourth.
And they've changed. We got to see if we can adjust. They're playing a 1-3-1.
Yeah.
And we've changed our alignment, so we've done a good job there. But there's that cross court pass, almost stolen.
Now we've got a chance. We need to go ahead while we got numbers. A 1-2-1's a little bit easier to Giddens tried the three, shot doesn't go, but she fights and knocks the ball loose, gets a rebound. Tried to force a pass down low through that zone, and it doesn't work.
And I'll tell you, number three there, Palmer, Hannah, she's really fatigued.
There's a steal by Heflin, and it calls that, and Heflin lay it up and in.
Yeah, Palmer needs a break, no doubt about it.
I'm going to tell you, the athleticism and speed of the Lady Vols is taking a toll on this Tiger offense. There's another steal by Heflin. Back up to Billingsley. We got numbers. Billingsley's fouled. And Palmer just said, this is how I'll get a break. I'll just foul her, and we'll send her to the line. I really think that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, she's getting a much-needed break. She's fixing to get one over on the side because she is giving out here.
As Billings will be shooting the first State Bank free throws here. And she makes the first. We are here in the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter. Lady Vols leading 43-24 on the Southern Union State Community College.
Well,
Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country.
What's happened here in this second half? They're trying to dribble the ball against our press, and they're dribbling themselves right into turnovers.
The Volunteers with the largest lead of the night, and that's 20. Here in the championship game of the Tri-County Tournament at Central High School of Clay County, and there's a turnover on the opposite end by the Tigers. Lady Vols looking to try to get this tournament victory, which will be a big feat here for this young ball team. Billingsley with a basketball, back over to Searcy.
Tigers extending
over
their defense.
Giddens. Giddens to Billingsley. Get it down to Heflin, and we're going to get a jump ball call, which that's strange looking. Possession error in favor of the Randolph County Lady Tigers. There's the Tigers on the move. Runner no good. You're starting to see a little bit sloppier shots than we've seen. And there on the go, Brandy Searcy. Searcy takes it all the way. Shot doesn't go. Giddens' follow-up does, though.
Stevie Giddens having a big scoring game here.
46-24, Lady Vols lead by 22. And there's a foul. I think that was on number 12, Billingsley.
If so, that's her third.
Well, it was either Billingsley or Heflin, so either way, somebody got their third. But it was good to play through the third without a foul on Ochiunga. There's a ball deflected out of bounds off the Tigers, and the Lady Vols will have it. Things moving along here pretty good, though, time-wise. Is we're at 4:54 and 5 minutes to go here in the fourth.
Huckabee getting a break right now for the Tigers.
Billingsley with the ball. And right now, the Lady Vols are content just to run clock if they don't get any pressure on them. There's a good look down to Giddens. Giddens lays it up and in, Coach. Tacking on more there in the scoring column.
Yeah, what happened there, the backside wing on the 1-3-1 didn't drop down, and it left that backside open. Giddens saw that and snuck in there.
48-24, Vols doubling up, and there's another steal by Heflin.
Heflin has had a lot of those.
And she's finishing them, Coach. She's doing a good job of slowing down and finishing.
Defense has certainly fueled this 16-point lead.
Coach, I know we haven't been able to see these young ladies team much, but you're watching them advance their play for sure.
I said 16-point lead. It's actually a 26-point.
Coach, you weren't a math teacher, were you?
No, I didn't teach math. Didn't even make good grades in it, really.
<laughs> 50-24, volunteer lead here. Oh, that's off of a Tiger, but it was deflected by Zachary Heflin.
Talking about math, I did like geometry when I took that in the 10th grade. All those different designs and things.
Yeah.
Algebra.
Stick man.
Yeah, I didn't care for algebra. Like a parallelogram.
That was one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just impressed you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just still make one, Coach?
Oh, yeah.
She might have walked three times there, but they let her go. Did you see that? Just a minor shuffle.
I think
we got a second lane violation other than that.
He shouldn't even call that. Just let the clock run.
We got one both ways now, Coach. Lady Vols, 26-point lead, 50-24. Randolph County has fought hard. You're just now joining us, I think.
Yeah,
I think the speed of the game's caught up with them.
The speed of the game, some lazy passes due to fatigue as they weren't able to sub a lot.
Glenn with an open three, and she drains it, does Brylin Glenn, and that's another Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer. 53-24, Coach. We're just a minute, 1 point away from the running clock.
That's a half a dozen three-pointers today for the Vols.
We'll see. We've had some drugstore substitutions here. We got both of the Higgins sisters in there and also Nevaeh Wyckoff. There's a three fired up that'll go out of bounds.
Missed everything.
Elizabeth Hannah shot no good. Lady Balls will have a chance to get to that 30-point mark.
I think
here.
Hannah has gone the distance for the Tigers. Their point guard, she's a senior.
Billingsley with a basketball. Right now, she's just going to hold it if they're not going to guard her.
They've gone back to the 2-3 defense.
Glenn. Glenn back to Billingsley. Billingsley drives down.
Nothing wrong with this.
Glenn.
Just running the clock.
Not with a 29-point lead, there's not. There's Glenn, and there, and she ran into a wall.
And they got called for traveling.
I don't disagree with that at all. 1:54 to go. Lady Vols going to get a championship win here in the Tri-County tournament. We'll try to get a law office of Tyler Sims Coach's Corner report from Coach Tyrell Bishop sometime here in a little bit. There's a chance for the basket up and no good. Higgins with a rebound. Billingsley's jump shot no good. Loose ball. Glenn will come out with it. Glenn's runner's blocked by number 15, Zoe Smith. And Coach Brady Smith's going, or not Brady Smith.
Phillips.
Brady Phillips going to call a Poultry South timeout. Let's take this timeout with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Is your car trying to tell you something? That constant rumble, that pull to the side. It's time for a checkup at Highway 9 Tire in Lineville. They're more than just a tire store. Highway 9 Tire offers a full range of services to keep you safe and moving throughout the upcoming holiday season. Whether you need a new set of tires, tire repair, oil changes, wheel alignments, or general mechanic work, they do it all, big and small. Locally owned and operated just north of the Highway 9 and 48 intersection, Highway 9 Tire, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
When you look to enhance your kitchen or bath, Southern Cabinet Company is your source. The official kitchen and bath retailer of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Weems here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Volunteers a minute away from wrapping up this title game here. Some other substitutions here. Drugstore substitution for the Balls.
A couple of eighth graders out there for the Tigers.
Some for the Balls. I think five of them for the Balls, Coach.
All of them eighth graders.
We see Ja'Kayla Hardy out there now for the Balls. I think that's the first new face.
Yeah.
They're trying a good running pitch screen there. We just missed. And we're going to get a foul. Somebody's going to the line. And that'll be number five, Emery Killen, going to the line. Who was the foul on, Coach? Number 23.
Well, I suppose.
Ja'Kayla Hardy. Well, that's some arch on that shot, and it falls. Ja'Kiri Cosby coming into the game, and also number, I'm trying to see who that is over there.
That was the Tigers' first point in this fourth quarter.
Rye Gibbons coming in the game.
And we've got another eighth grader checking in for the Tigers.
Coach, those were both eighth graders, I think, just checked
Meyer
in for the
Thompson.
Balls. I think we may have 10 eighth graders on the court, by the way.
This has turned into a junior high game.
Right now, Glenn with the basketball. Vols lead 53-26. There's a good drive to the basket. Layup up and no good by number 32, Mariah Gibbons.
Two more classifications, basically.
The pass down low, shot up, no good by number two. That's Northington. Another shot, no good. Rebound goes to Gibbons. And there's a scuffle for the ball, and the clock will run to some zeros here. Lady Vols pick up a big 53-26 victory here in the Tri-County Tournament for the Tri-County Tournament Championship. We'll take a break. We'll total up some stats. We'll come back. We'll recap this game here on the Altipoint Health post-game show, and then get ready to move back into the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show for the boys' game here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
You know that feeling when you need a real home-cooked meal, but you're stuck at work? We know it too. That's why Honey's Cafe is serving up homemade lunches every weekday. Honey's Cafe has hearty oven-roasted meats, savory sides, and a tasty dessert to top it all off. Enjoy the hot bar, or you can order from their full menu. Keep an eye on the Honey's Cafe Facebook page for the Friday night steak nights. Located at 30 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Attention Elk City, Sylacauga, Talladega, and areas in between. If you haven't ridden through Lineville lately, you could be missing the car, truck, or SUV that you've been looking for. Now, Hill Auto Sales' all-new website, buyfromhill.net, gives you a glimpse into the ever-growing inventory at Hill Auto Sales. Buyfromhill.net has interior and exterior pics, plus all of the details about each vehicle. Hill Auto Sales is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and is located on the hill in downtown Lineville and online at buyfromhill.net.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert. Stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you've successfully bagged that trophy, don't waste a minute. Matthews Meat Market, with locations in both Lineville and Oxford, offer expert venison processing. Matthews Meat Market doesn't just wrap your venison, they vacuum seal every package to lock in freshness and prevent freezer burn so that you can enjoy the taste of your hunt all year long. Matthews Meat Market is located in Lineville at 61272 Highway 49. In Calhoun County, you can find them at 3050 Highway 78 East near DeArmondville. Matthews Meat Market, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herron, E. Stroud on the stream here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Volunteer Lady Vols get a big 56-26 victory over the Randolph County Lady Tigers here in the Tri-County Tournament. Let's look back at some of those stats and how we got to that number. Coach, you want to get some individual scoring stats before we go to Coach Herron and his rebounding and turnover stats?
All right, well, the scoring was impressive today for the Volunteers. We had Zykeria Heflin and Ramiah Billingsley each with 16 points. And then we had Stevie Giddens with a season high 13 points. So 16, 16, and 13. And then Rylan Glenn chipped in with a three-pointer. Brandy Searcy and Blair Wheeler each had a two-point basket. And then the only double-figure score for the Randolph County team, Lizzie Malum had 11 points to lead that team, and then Lydia Palmer finished up with six for the Tigers. So a very good shooting night, scoring night for the Volunteers with those three players all in double figures.
Well, let's look at let's look, Coach, at some of the stats that Coach Herron's gathered up.
Well, we got on the rebounding battle, Randolph County hung on and won that 29-27. They also committed 29 turnovers to only 19 for the Volunteers. Volunteers, I thought, played a lot better tonight on the half-court offensive game. They showed a lot of patience, a lot of discipline, running their sets, and got a lot of their shots as a result of the offensive scheme that they were trying to run. And Coach Herron, you go over the shooting percentages there.
Well, as a team, Coach, or Volunteers for the game from the two-point range, we were 50% for the night there, 11 for 22. On the threes, we were 27% from behind the three-point line. And then for Randolph County, two-pointers, 35% from two-point range outside the line, 2 for 8, 25% there for the Tigers on the night in that game for the girls in that Vols win over Randolph County in the Tri-County Tournament.